is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market.
Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa!
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Wait. Pull what out?
The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
I like you.
But you're crazy.
I feel tired.
The Don and Mike Show. The comedy stars of the Alan Line One Radio Funhouse. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right. Poor old Alan. Anyway, welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. Hey, I mentioned earlier that if you call in to win, you will win Envy DVDs from DreamWorks and, of course, HBO Family Bonds prize packs. All right, let's get back into the Best of Don and Mike. Oh, boy. This is some of my favorite stuff. Don and Mike goofing on Scott Shannon. It's the Best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Today, receive our jingle.
Oh, no.
The Don
the Patrick
Geronimo,
Bateman jingle?
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman jingle.
Well, why not?
We, when are we getting it? Tomorrow, Rob?
There's a chance we'll have it for tomorrow's show.
All right, it's supposed to sound...
Yeah, fine, great.
Something like this one.
Don Geronimo and Michael O'Mara, WJFK.
Except it'll go, Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
Well, I just want that cool, clear sheen of professionalism to surround the show.
The Don and Pat show.
You guys are always late to the party.
So I got a package today from the jingle company, Jam.
Jam Jingles.
But as it turns out, they sent a note saying that they had sung the jingle.
Right.
But they were going to mix it today.
Okay.
And we would get it tomorrow.
Right.
They did, however, send a demo package.
Now, let's just have a big voice guy talking about jazz.
It's got one that you have to hear.
Okay, very good.
Okay, let me give you an example of what a radio station gets when they're thinking about buying jingles.
Right. Good.
Okay, here you go.
Something new.
Different.
Something different.
There he is.
New. Different. An unjingle package for the 90s.
I love this guy.
This is Power Up. From Jam, a
Power
series
up.
Of contemporary music beds designed to let your jocks talk in front of the music instead of over it. A way to have a musical identity without having to sing a note.
Power 106!
Power Up was created for MS Broadcasting's top-rated Hot 97 right. In New York City and Power 106 Los Angeles.
So you get the idea.
Power up your on-air talent with these unique production elements and stand back.
Power up.
That's old.
Right.
The most music, Hot 97. You got Broadway Bill Lee, and I'm always making good on the guarantee of at least 50 minutes of music every hour.
Here
now we're
get.
Set up to be hearing music from Lisa Lisa and called Jam. Got Rick Astley and whatever else you want to ask me on that toll-free hotline of mine. Now get into this. It's Hot 97.
All right, so that's a demo.
Right, of course.
Now I got a demo I want to play for you.
Okay.
Well, first, let me see who's on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don?
Hey, Jay.
Oh, it's Don and Mike.
Yes, both of us.
We're both here.
Yeah, what's up, man? I be listening to y'all on the radio while I'm on my truck, man. I just think y'all real funny.
Thank you, Jay.
Y'all cool for some white dudes.
Yeah, we're down with that.
Cool for some white dudes. Well, you know, the blacks are taking over Philadelphia.
We're pale, but we can whale.
Where you calling from?
Oh, no, I'm in D.C.
In D.C., Chocolate City.
Very good.
Amen, Chocolate City. Love D.C.
We should hook up, man, get us a fifth of Hennessy or something.
Word.
Find some females.
Word to your mother. All right, peace.
All right, dog.
Peace out.
All right, dog.
Bye-bye.
Right on.
Okay, so... I got this thing that's got like 25 different.
Yeah, and I'm looking at you and your brother smirking here, and I just I want to make sure
you're gonna fall on the floor.
Okay.
When you hear the disc jockey.
Oh no.
Who's doing the ad for the Jam, the endorsement for the Jam disc jockey radio station package called Warp Factor.
Very good.
Ooh. This, I believe, is something from the late 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
but they still sell it today.
Here's what's happening at Z100.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon from New York's hot rock and flame-throwing Z100. You know, to make a station a winner, everything's got to be just right.
Right.
And that includes the jingles. They've got to be the best.
Yeah.
That's why Z100 relies on jam.
Jam. Jam. The flame-thrower.
All right, now you have.
So is there more of him?
Yeah.
All right.
Now you have to know the background with this guy and me.
This guy.
You got to know that I goof on this guy because he's so Scott Shannon. He's right. So. This is Michael Scott Shannon.
Hi there. This is how it works.
Right now, five flavors of lifesavers.
Peppermint.
Winslow Green.
And traditional five flavor.
Now. He works at a station in New York, and he's worked in New York for about 15 years. I've been friends with the guy for a long time, and the guy, for a while, was my program director back at a radio station called WPGC
right.
in Washington, D.C. And of all the program directors I ever worked for, I swear to God, Scott Shannon was the best.
Mm-hmm.
He was the best because he said, boy, just do it.
Right.
And it would be balls out. This is back when I was a top 40 disc jockey.
Right.
But he would just say, just try different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just go. I don't give a frig what you do. He would sit across the hall in his office. He was the program director during my show, the 6 to 10 at night show. Mm-hmm. He would get drunk. And then after my show, he and I would go out and drink and do drugs.
Oh, God.
And There was no bigger influence.
You're not endorsing that lifestyle,
no.
though.
No. This is back in the go-go 80s.
Right, right.
Mike, this is back in the go-go 70s.
The go-go 70s.
The late 70s.
Right.
The drinking and the drugs don't have a lot to do with the story.
Okay.
The point is, when it comes to radio, the guy, even today, he's not evolved.
Right.
He still is his...
That's where he is right now.
His hee-haw brand of
it's
radio.
It's kind of like urban... country. It's like the folksy down home, but sophisticated. You know, just this. It's a jive thing.
But I love the guy. I love him. I love him because he gave me more creative freedom than any program director when I was coming up the ladder. And he would party with me.
Right.
We would do stuff like he's the best Scott Shannon story ever. Well, there's two. The two tops are the time that I bought a car.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a Mazda Miata when they first came out. Shannon liked it so much, he bought the exact same car.
Right.
I had a blue one, and he had a red one. One day we were at the radio station on a Saturday doing some work, and somebody comes in and says, which one of you guys has the red Miata? Shannon says, that's me. Or I take it back. It was the RX-7.
Okay.
Shannon says, that's mine. And I say, you left your sunroof open. It is pouring rain.
Right.
Now, because he is so cool, Shannon says, I know it. And we're all looking at him like, what the hell? He said, I had a funky smell in the interior, and I purposely left the sunroof open so that the water would get in and would clean the interior of my car. All
right, so. Lying through his teeth.
So that's Scott Shannon's story number one.
Right.
The best one, though, is when every year there's this disc jockey, Robert Murphy, who would have Murphy in the Morning. He worked at Big Ways, WAYS, in Charlotte. He would have a pig roast.
Mm-hmm.
And disc jockeys from around America would fly to Charlotte. We'd spend the weekend at this guy's house just drinking and eating the whole time.
Right.
And he would actually have a giant pig roast.
Okay.
Well, one year I flew down to Scott Shannon. We got the rental car. We go to Murphy's house. It's great. Our flight is leaving Charlotte at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. We're sitting out the back drinking beer and eating pork at like 1 o'clock. And I start saying to him, hey, we should get going. Don't worry about it, boy. You and me, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It gets to be 3:30. I say, man, we really got to go. 4 o'clock. Let's go. We get in the rental car. He drives 100 miles an hour to the airport. We arrive at the Charlotte airport at 4:50. We pull in front of the United Gate or whatever the area, whatever the airline is that we're taking. Now, it's a rental car that we're driving.
Right.
On the way to the airport, I say to him, that's where you return the car. You got to turn there. And he says, we're going to miss the plane if we return the car. I said, we have to return the car.
Right.
He says, no, we don't. I do this all the time.
Oh, God.
We pull up in front of where you get out, like that, where the red cabs are and stuff.
Sure.
He leaves the engine running, and he locks the door.
Oh, my God.
And as we are walking away, some guy says, excuse me, you can't leave your car there. And he says, yes, I can. I got a plane to catch. And we leave. We go and we get on the airplane.
Wouldn't happen today, but it happened in those days.
Yeah, and I said to him at that point, I said, you just left the car out there running, and you locked the doors. He said, yeah, they'll charge my credit card. That's how Scott Shannon dealt with...
That's how they did it.
...situation.
Oh, my wow. God.
It was just... You just park the car... Leave it running, and get out and go and get on the airplane. And anyway, now the guy works at the station in New York, and he's just, that's why I enjoy laughing at him so much, is that
right.
Over the years, he's, you know, God bless him, he's not evolved. He's had about, I guess, 6 or 7 plastic surgeries.
He's got like, how old would he be now?
Shannon, really?
Seriously.
I'm 42. He's got to be at least 60.
60 years
at
old.
At least, and I'm being generous there.
Right, right, sure.
At least 60. At least 60. And when we go up to New York, Rob and I laugh constantly.
Yeah. At Shannon.
At the stuff that Shannon does on his show.
Because right? of the whole way that he hasn't evolved.
His delivery.
Yeah, right, so this is, anyway, this is him on this jingle package demo. Here we go.
Here's what's happening at Z100.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon from New York's hot rockin' flame-throwing Z100. You know, to make a station a winner, everything's got to be just right. And that includes the jingles. They've got to be the best.
Z100.
That's why Z100 relies on jam.
Jam. Z100.
Here he comes again.
Our new Warp Factor package is the best yet. It's got the energy and excitement we need to keep us sounding hot. Whether we need a shotgun logo,
Z100.
Something crazy for the Z100 Morning Zoo.
Z-Morning Zoo.
So bad.
Z100.
Or a weather bed.
New York City weather.
Jam has it covered in Warp Factor, and so can you.
Right now.
Same delivery.
Now, is he on any more on this, or is that, you just do the intro a little bit more?
Right now,
this is Scott Shannon.
The jingles have to be the best.
Who's beeping the car horn? With $5,000
in the glove box.
Right now.
Peppermint.
Flavomint. And traditional five flavor.
Here's what's happening at Z100.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon.
Hi.
From New York's hot rockin' flame-throwing Z100.
Right on.
You know, to make a station a winner, everything's got to be just right.
Right.
And that includes the jingles. They've got to be the best.
Z100.
The best.
That's why Z100 relies on jam.
Jam.
I'm an animatronic dummy. My face is 95% plastic.
New Warp Factor
package is the best yet. It's got the energy and excitement we need to keep us sounding hot.
Hot.
Whether we need a shotgun logo.
Logo. Shotgun logo. Something crazy.
Something crazy for the Z100 Morning Zoo.
Go, 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 go. Or a good weather bed.
Four score and 7 years ago.
Weather bed.
New York City weather.
Ah, oh, that cracks me up, man.
I've been on radio a long time. Jam has it covered in Warp Factor. And so can you.
There he is.
Oh, that's great. And that's the way he sounds on his morning show.
Yeah. That's the way he sounds today.
72.
That's how he sounds today on his morning show. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi. We're doing great. Thanks.
I'm calling because I heard you say you said you were 42.
Yeah,
I thought
honey.
You were 43.
You are 43.
I was born in 1958.
I thought right. You're 40. I thought you're 43.
58? 60.
Yeah,
I'll be 43.
40,
I'll be 43 in June, and then you'll be 44 in September.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on. I was born in 58.
That's
68, 78, 88, 98. That's 40.
And we're in
2000, 2001, 2000. You're right. I'm 43. I'll be 40. You're right. I'll be 44 this year.
You're not going to start doing that, are you now?
I wasn't doing that on purpose.
I know you weren't, but it could be construed that way. You
yeah,
know,
keep I, up with you because we're really close in age.
I'm sorry. I'm not playing that game.
I'm 38.
I would tell you how old I am. Christ. Well, now that you know what, that's a bummer. Because I really have thought. Really been thinking,
you thought you were 42?
I thought I was 42.
Oh, my God.
And you know what that means? That means that I've just realized that on my next birthday, I'm really going to be 2 years older.
Right.
Because I've thought
that you were 42.
42.
Enough. Right. Yeah.
Christ, I'm almost 44.
You know, you can sell it, though. I've been working with you a long time. You can still almost convince me that I'm not the age I am. You know, you were looking at me and said, no. Oh, that's right. Because I'm 42.
Man. God damn.
Right.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Try looking at what I'm looking at.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm 42.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
Try going into your local bop bar when you're 42.
Okay.
Hi, ladies.
I got you.
Hello, Grandpa.
Let's clear them out now.
Right now. Here's what's happening at C100.
Shotgun logo from New York's hot rock and flame throwing Z100. You know, to make a station a winner, everything's got to be just right.
That's right.
And that includes the jingle.
The jingle.
They've got to be the best.
The best.
Z100.
That's why Z100 relies on jam.
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 The flamethrower.
Shotgun logo.
He loves that. You know, he waited to say that. Shotgun logo.
Factor package is the best yet. It's got the energy and excitement we need to keep us sounding hot. Whether we need a shotgun logo.
Z100.
Crazy for the Z Morning
crazy
Zoo.
Crazy for the Z100 Morning Zoo.
I've broken my hip. Or a great weather bed.
A weather bed.
New York City weather.
I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
Don is 43. He thinks he's 42. Z100.
Oh, my God.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs.
More of The Hideout, your favorite hetero show.
Two straight guys sitting in a room.
We like big cars and women.
The Hideout, after Ron and Fez.
Are you asking me out right now? I don't understand you.
On 106.7 WJFK.
At Budweiser, we've been brewing beer for over 100 years. And for just as long, we've been finding new ways to get it to you at its absolute freshest. Because fresh beer tastes better. And now we're taking freshness to the next level. Day Fresh Beer from Budweiser. Not only is it beer bottled less than 24 hours ago, it's beer that pushes the very envelope of freshness. One which no other beer can match. To show that fresh beer tastes better. So now, we're bringing America Day Fresh Beer from Budweiser. Our Day Fresh Beer crew is bringing it to bars and nightclubs in select cities all across the country. Look for cold, refreshing Day Fresh Beer from Budweiser. It's one more reason we're the king of beers. It's why we wear the crown. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking to save thousands this week? Then come to the fall sell-down at the Nissan Superstore. Tyson's Corner Nissan. Choose from one of the largest inventories on the East Coast.